Okay, we're starting here on the Mishnah on Pechadim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, B'meh mechasim, u'v'meh ein mechasim. What are the materials that you're allowed to use for kisui hadam? Mechasim b'zevel hadak. We can use fine dung, u'b'chol hadak, and fine sand. B'sid, with lime. U'b'charasit, is with potsherds that have been crushed, at least according to Rashi. U'b'levena, with a brick. U'b'megufa, chopped up stopper for a earthenware vessel, shikachan. In all of these cases, that you crush them into a finer material. Avon ein mechasim, which you're not allowed to cover with, is lo bezevel agas, not with dung that is coarse, velo bechol agas, and not sand that is coarse or thick, velo belevena uvemegufa shelo kachan, and not with a brick or a stopper or cover for an earthenware utensil that was not crushed. Velo yichpe alav et hakli, you cannot turn over a utensil or cover it with a utensil. Klal amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Tosfot points out, he's not coming to argue, but rather to summarize the principle that was laid out in this Mishnah. Davar shemegadel bo tzmachim, anything that can grow live plants in it, mechasin bo, then you can use it to cover. Rishenu megadel tzmachim, if the material would not allow for growth in it, in mechasin bo, then you can't cover with it. So Gemara asks now, Heichida michol adak. What do we mean by thin or fine sand? Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ko she'ena yotzer tzarich lekatsho. Anything the potter does not have to crush. Ve'itka d'matli la'aseifa. Some raise the question with regards to the seifa of our Mishnah. Aval ein mechasin lo bezevel agas, velo bechol agas. It's not allowed to use to cover coarse or thick dung, or coarse or thick sand. Heichida mi. What's the case of coarse or thick sand? Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol sheyotzer tzarich lekatsho. Anything that the creator, the potter, has to crush before he uses it. So my benayu, what's the nafkamina between whether you write this on the resha or you write this on the seifa? Ike benayu, d'tzarich velo tzarich. That it needs to be crushed, but it doesn't need to crush. The mifrach ifruche. Meaning that it falls apart when you crush it in your hand. When we're talking about crushing over here, we're talking about crushing through a utensil. So here, it does not need a utensil to crush it down and make it finer. If you put it in your hand, you can crush it in your hand. And by crushing it in your hand, that would be insufficient. So that's an afkamina between them. According to the Lishna Kama, that it's called chol hadak, as long as it does not need crushing, then this will be fine. Because this doesn't need crushing. It doesn't require a utensil to crush it. You can just pick it up in your hand, it'll be crushed. On the other hand, according to the one who says that it's written about the seifa is that a chol agas is anything that you need to crush. And since over here, you need to crush it, even though it only needs to be crushed with your hand, it'll still be classified as chol agas, it'll still be classified as being thick sand. So that'll be the nafkamina between the two lishonot, of whether you place it on the ratio or you place it on the seifa. Tan Rabbanan, v'chisahu. So the pasuk tells us, when it comes to kisui adam, it says, that v'shafach et damo, and then you have to say v'chisahu, and then it says v'chisahu be'afar. So the Gemara says about that, I would think, when it's written v'chisahu yachol yichasenu be'avanim, that maybe you can cover it with rocks. O yichpe alav et akli, or you can turn a utensil over on it, Talmud Omar be'afar. Torah tells us that it has to be done through afar. V'ein le'ala afar. Well, once I know that it has to be done be'afar, it sounds like I can only use dirt to do this. Minayin the rabot zevel adak v'chol adak. How do I know to include fine or thin dung, fine or thin sand, ushchikat avanim, crushed stones, ushchikat charasit, crushed earthenware, une'oret pishtan daka, and scraps of linen that are thin, unisored charashin, and the sawdust of the carpenters, daka, that's very fine, visid, and lime, vicharasit, as well as earthenware, and levena, a brick, umigufa, and a cover, a ceiling of the earthenware vessel, shikachan, that you crushed up. How do I know to include all of those? Tamalomar, vichisau. The chisau comes to be a ribui, and includes all of these items, even though the pasuk says be'afar. Just a note over here, Tosafot points out in the word charasit, he says, in merubah, in Perek Meruba and Baba Kama, Rashi says that this charesit is a brick that was crushed up. Over here, he says, Rashi, that charesit is shechikat charesin. It's crushed earthenware utensils. Tosavot says both of those explanations are problematic based on the Breita that we just read. Because our Breita includes both shechikat avanim, as well as shechikat levena, and shechikat charesit. It has all three of those items there. And then on top of that, it says v'charesit, shekachan. So it has to be that this charesit that we're discussing over here is different than crushed brick or a crushed earthenware utensil, because the Mishnah mentions each of the Breita mentions each of those items separately. Tosafot does not offer an alternative, but he just points out that we have to indicate or suggest a different interpretation. It might be that the difference being here is charesit being a crushed pot shard, whereas the shchikat charesit is maybe taking a whole utensil or some whole earthenware piece that you're crushing down, versus over there where it's a pot shard that you're crushing down. So yochol she'ani merabe, now that I included all these things, maybe I should also include af zevel agas, also this thick or coarse dung, v'chol agas, and thick or coarse sand, u'shchikat kli matechot, and crushed metallic utensils, u'levena u'megufat shelo kachan, and a brick or a seal or stopper from an earthenware vessel that you did not crush, v'kemach, and flour, v'subin, and coarse flour, u'mursan, and bran, tamalomer be'afar. So they have to do it with dirt. So now we have one riboy and one miut. So mara itel rabot tadelu, v'lhotzi adelu. Why are you including some items and excluding other items? Achar shriba katuv u'mi'et. Since the pasuk says that both a riboy of v'chisau and as a miut of be'afar, merabe ani et elu shehein min afar, I will include items that are similar or like afar, umotzi ani et elu shehein min afar, and I will exclude these other items that do not qualify as afar. So Ema, the Gemara says, wait a minute, why don't we say v'chisau is a klal, afar is a prat, and now I have a klal uprat. Em b'chlal elamashe per prat, and I only have, then I'm limited to the prat. The prat comes to define what the klal is. In a klal uprat, ein b'klal ela masha b'prat, because the prat is coming to define for us what the klal is. And here's your classic klal uprat. You have a kisau be'afar. So why am I able to include things? Why don't I say afar and that's it? So Amar Rav Mari mishum dava klal atzarich the prat, because it is a klal that requires the prat. V'chol klal atzarich the prat ein danin oto b'klal uprat. Any klal that needs the prat, it no longer falls under the category of klal uprat, ein b'klal elo mashe b'prat, but rather this becomes a klal as a tzrich l'prat, a prat as a tzrich l'klal. And that is because sometimes the word is ambiguous. For instance, over here, the klal v'chisahu is an ambiguous term. Since it's an ambiguous term, we need the be'afar to define for us or narrow for us the possibilities of what it means v'chisahu. Because you could have learned, and Rashi points this out, that I could have said when you had the word v'chisau, that it could have been a number of things. For instance, avahocha, demishtana, klalo, betray inyane. Over here, there are two possibilities of what the word v'chisau means. Bet kisuim, shein domim zelezit. It could include two types of covering actions that have no similarities between them. Kigon, kisui davar shalem, kigon kli. You could say that when I say to cover something over, it means put a whole utensil over it. It means just take it out of sight. Out of sight can be accomplished by taking a utensil, by turning over a kli and placing it on top of the blood. Or, kisui davar dak. Or it could mean to cover it over with fine sand, with dirt, in placing it and cover it away such that it's not just out of sight, but really becomes a part of the fabric of the ground. And I don't know then which of these two meanings v'chisau has over here. Because of that ambiguity, I need the prat, I need the be'afar to teach me which of those two options is true. So the be'afar comes and teaches me the option of kisui ayadei davar dak is the right way to understand the word v'chisau over here. So this is a klal that needs the prat. It's no longer a klal prat, but needs the prat to tell us which of those two definitions of kisui we're using. Once I have that, then I'm going to have the limudim of the kisui and the afar. Kisui to be a ribui, be'afar to be a miut, and between them I'm going to come to a balance. I'm going to say only things that are like afar will be included under a v'chisau. And Vikimlahu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon had a Mesorah about items in which you could grow living plants. And that's the real definition here in the end. Anything that is like afar, anything that is similar to afar, will be qualified for Chisau. And how do we define that? As Rashi points out, V'chol Chanach, all those that are listed in the Breita, Kimlahu Rabbanon Shemegadlim Tzmachim, have a Mesorah that they can grow plants, living items in them. The Darash of Nachman Bar Rav Chisda, Ein Mechasin Elo B'davar Shezorin Bo, that you're only allowed to cover with something that you can plant in. U'matzmiach, and then it would grow. So the question here is, what is Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda adding that we don't already know from our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah already has such a principle that it's only things that you can grow in that you use. So what is the addition of his statement? Tosfos over here says, the Me'utei Afar Midbar, that the first possibility of what it means, Kol Shezorin Bo U'matzmiach, that you can plant in it and it grows, comes to exclude the dirt or the ground materials in the desert. Shaloshem inami matnitan ditzmachim gedilim bo me'elehem. Don't conclude from our Mishnah that anything that has items growing in it. Over there, things do grow in the Midbar, and there are things that take hold in the Midbar. But that's by themselves, and nobody goes and plants in the desert. But if something grows in there. So from our Mishnah, it might have been possible to understand that it was anything that grows things in it. For instance, in the Midbar, things do grow in there, and therefore would have been sufficient. Along comes Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda to tell you, no, it has to be something where you would actively plant in that material. So that's a Tosfos suggestion, is that the addition here of this idea that you can actively plant it plus someday will grow, that's the addition of Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisda here above what our Mishnah would have indicated to us. Samarava, hai burcha. That's an absurdity, what you're saying. From the word bur is the shorosh of this word. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the Rava, Rav Nachman Yitzchok says to Rava, my burchote. Why is this absurd? Anam Rita Nihale, I'm the one who told him it. Umihamatnita Amrita Nihale, and I got it from this breita. Hey Malech Bamidbar, if he was walking in a desert, Ve'en lo Efer l'chasot, or afar, he does not have dirt or he doesn't have ashes to cover with. Shochek Dinar Zahav, he can crush into a fine powder a gold coin. Umechasen, use that for Kisui Adam. Of course, Tosafot jumps on this and says we had the breita above, which says that if you crush up metal or metal utensils, that that's not qualified for Kisui. Tosafot distinguishes between gold and all other metals. When it comes to gold, then it's fine. Whereas when it comes to all other metals, the dust of other metals would not qualify. He is going on a boat, and he doesn't have dirt with which to cover over the blood. So Reif Talito, he burns up some of his clothing, and uses the ashes from that to cover with it. So Bishlama, so Reif Talito, I understand why you make such a suggestion, and cover with it, Ashkhan Efer Dikre Afar. Because we have instances where ashes are called Afar. Eladinar Zahav Minelan, where do you get this idea that a dinar zahav has that status when you crush up the gold coin? So Reb Zeira, it says in the pasuk in Iyov, frod zahav lo. So you see here that it calls by gold, the dust of gold. So we see that the word afar is used in conjunction with gold. So the reason that the dust of gold qualifies over here is because it's called afar. And that is true of the Efer Talit and the Efer Chatat, which we're going to see in a minute. But all those items are included because they all have a shem afar. So even though they don't grow things in them, but because they're called afar, that is sufficient. And that's what Tosfot says in the end, that qualification. Yoshomar dafar dekra, lor arle bestam afar de megdel tzmachim. The afar of the pasuk is only talking about things that can be grown in. Umi ribuya de v'chisau, from the ribuya v'chisau, marbin and komide de megdel tzmachim. Anything, the ribuya v'chisau comes to include anything else that grows plants in it. O, mide de ikri afar, or anything else that's called afar. Afagav de lo megdel tzmachim. So you have to have one of the two qualifications. That's what the Riboy says. Be'afar would have indicated that you need it to be afar, plus it has to grow tzmachim. V'chiso comes to say you need only one of those two qualifiers, either that it's called afar, or that it grows tzmachim in that, and that will get us all the items that are mentioned in all the brightot here. So Tanur Banan, emachasim ela be'afar, divrei Beit Shammai, v'til elomim, matzinu efer shekrui afar. Beit Shammai says you can only use dirt, whereas Beit Hillel says, we know that you can use ashes as well, because we find some in the Torah that ashes are called afar. Shenemar, Comes to the para aduma, it calls it afar, even though we're talking about ashes. Beit Shammai's response to them is afar srefa ikre. It's called afar srefat, but it's not called ikre afar stama lo ikre. It's called afar srefa, but it's not called afar by itself. Tana hosifu alehem. We have a bright that says on top of the items that were mentioned in the previous bright tote, we're adding on additional items here, which are hashachor, which is coal dust, vehakachol, which is stibium, vinikrat pisulim, which you would have thought means from the quarrying of stone, the dust, but we can't say that because we already include crushed rocks above. So over here we're talking about the dust from the milling process, the milling of flour, the dust that comes out of there. Some people say even the yellow arsenic powder that can be included, all of these items would be included in those that you could use for covering or doing kisui adam. Okay, we'll stop over here.